An El Paso judge has released some 200 illegal aliens from jail who participated in a border riot. This is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with the Texas Minute. If you haven't had a chance to check out Sarah Gonzalez's show called Come and Take It, the newest episode will go live at noon today. You can find her show at texasscorecard.com, as well as a complete listing of all of our program. Again, that's texasscorecard.com. Let's jump into the news. Despite widespread criticism in Dallas for city manager T.C. Broadnax and his handling of crime, homelessness, and police oversight, he's now been offered the position of city manager in Austin. Broadnax has been candid in the past about his support for the left-wing political agenda known as diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, because of the terms of his contract in Dallas, Broadnax is expected to receive a severance package there of more than $400,000 before he starts his new job in Austin sometime this summer. As gender ideology continues to spread into Texas's government schools, a Houston-area high school has come under fire for a psychology assignment dedicated to promoting transgenderism. Students at Senave High School enrolled in a dual-credit college-level psychology course were recently given an assignment using an online tool called the Gender Bread Person, in which students were asked to analyze various aspects of gender. Students said they were also asked to submit a paper in which they were to identify their own gender identity and describe what they are sexually and romantically attracted to. Again, these are high school students. Santa Fe ISD shifted blame for the assignment on the College of the Mainland, which was responsible for giving the coursework to the students. Attorney General Ken Paxton has opened an investigation into one of Boeing's parts suppliers following issues with certain aircraft parts. The company is Spirit AeroSystems Holdings Incorporated. It's been told it will need to disclose the demographics of its employees before and after a race-based employment practice was put in place at the company. The investigation centers around the aft pressure bulkhead, which helps maintain pressurization in an airplane during flight. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Texas authorities have arrested 79 illegal aliens on rioting charges in connection with a March 21st incident where a group rushed National Guardsmen at the border in El Paso. But a Democrat judge has released 200 others who had been jailed and were awaiting charges. You might recall that the riot was caught on video by a reporter from the New York Post. It showed hundreds of illegal border crossers rioting in an attempt to get around the Texas National Guard at the border. A National Guard source said authorities confiscated knives and shanks from those involved in the riot, and that at least one illegal alien even attempted to grab a soldier's firearm during the riot. Several guardsmen were checked into a nearby hospital for minor injuries. You can find the details of this and all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Adam Kahn, Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, and Luca Cacciatore. Nick Shepard produced today's show in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.